Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
Thanks so much for joining us this week. We have some great topics, right, Mom?
We sure do. We always do, right?
Yes, we do. So we hope you're having a good day. And we had actually a really cool day yesterday. I took my mom out to the city. And I've been trying to treat her. It's kind of ironic because I was just talking about like her not doing self-care. And I wanted to treat her to some fun things because her and I have not gone and done something since Arrow's been born. And so I was like, we're going to do something. And honestly, we almost canceled again. It's just how like little we think we are. It's not that we don't think we deserve it, but we're like, okay, we could probably use a rest day instead. Right, Mom?
Yeah, and it was a Monday. So Mondays, I like to, it has been long weekends, so mm-hmm. I like a little bit of a Monday rest day, but we ended up having a fabulous day.
I knew we were going to have a good day, but I didn't know if my mom would like the facial.
And I love the facial.
She came out of the room because the whole time I'm getting a facial, you know, she's getting one and I'm just like, oh man, I really hope she likes it. And I heard her come out and she goes, I forget what words you use, but I was like, I never hear her use those words. So she must have really liked it. I think she said that was just absolutely fabulous or something like that.
Because she asked me, your girl asked me how it was, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I said, I can't wait to come back again. It was like totally, totally amazing. And I've only had like, I'm going to say I'm 50, maybe like 2 facials. It's been years even, but random facials. But I just could not believe this facial. It was so amazing. But first of all, let me tell you, Nicole treats me like a baby. She's okay. Cause she goes Jesus. There often. So she tells me she's worried cause she wants me to really, really like it.
Yes.
So the parts that she thinks that I'm not going to like, she secretly told my girl not to do to me. I don't know. Like,
yeah. Okay. So there's a steam at the beginning and then the extractions. I just thought the steam might take my mom's breath away and ruin her experience. And then the extractions, those are very painful. So I just said, like, let's just skip those two so my mom will come back.
So anyway, so then I go in there and like the whole setup of this place, and it's way down in the city. So the whole setup,
it's holistic,
and the whole setup was really nice. I never even talked to you about like the music that was going the whole time. That's so relaxing. It's just the way they have it all set up and the rooms are very relaxing. And so they come in and she did not tell me you have to take your clothes off. So first thing, they just took me in there. And they're like, she's like, can you slip your dress off and your clothes off and then just put this, it's a strap, a Velcro thing you put around your chest and let's kind of like a towel, shower thing or whatever. And then just lay underneath the blanket and then we'll be back in. So I did that and then I got under the blanket. And then first thing when she walks in, she said, you don't want to try the steam? And I said, Nicole didn't think I'd like it or whatever. She says, well, do you want to try it? And I said, yeah, let's try it or whatever. And it was not bad at all. So I was actually glad I did. Well, I asked her then. I said, what is that for? And like how long is it through the whole mm-hmm. thing? And she says, it's for like 15 to 20 minutes and it opens up your pores and makes everything a lot easier. So I said, yeah, let's try it. And I did find out through this whole process that both of the ladies, Nicole always has the owner do it. Mm-hmm. And I have the other girl, and they both do things similar, or some are similar and some are different. So I was just thinking, so maybe she positions the steam thing in a different thing. Cause like, you know, if it was down a little more, it would have came up my nose more. Oh, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mine's up my nose the whole time.
And mine was like
on top,
on like a angle too. Gotcha. I mean, I felt it. I definitely could take your breath away a little bit, but nothing like what I was scared of or whatever. So
well,
anyways,
and I probably me saying that made you think it's a lot worse too. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't
I think the girl came in. My girl was only 21 too, and she's so good. But anyway, she's like, and she's actually going to school to be a dermatologist.
Yeah,
so
there's only two people that work there.
So I was asking her about if she's like you and like likes to watch Dr. Pimple Popper. And
she said,
yes,
she does.
She
like
said
that.
She loves. She gets so much satisfaction out of pimples and stuff. Because I told her that if Nicole went back to school and added on to her nursing, it would definitely be dermatology.
Yeah, it would.
But the only thing she said that she wants to do, get focus into, is a lot of surgeries. And I can't see you wanting to do that. Like eye lifts and different kinds of stuff too. So she's really want to.
Oh, interesting.
But anyways, so that was that part. And then the extractions. So I didn't even know she was doing them. And I said, she said something. And I said, or she's going to let her know if it hurts or whatever when she goes to do something. And then she's doing stuff on my whole forehead, and she didn't move any farther. She started there, but she ended up doing my whole face. And finally, I said, what are you doing? And she said, the extractions. And I said, oh my gosh, Nicole said them hurt. I can't even feel anything. I feel like you're just tapping your fingers like on my face or whatever. And then she started laughing because they do each other's facials. And she said they do them opposite. And when she gets them done, she said she's screaming also, right?
Like, yeah. Extractions just hurt in general. So, I mean, I expect them to hurt. I was like, my mom doesn't have, you don't have clogged, crazy clogged pores.
But she actually, she goes from your forehead all the way to your chin. Yeah. Like, she like was, it's almost like she was scraping, but not even, like, barely touching, like feather-like. It was so weird. But anyways, so nothing hurt at all. I loved every second of it. I thought it was amazing. I loved, she gave me a massage on my neck and
I'm so glad.
Shoulders, my face. She rubbed so many good smelling things into me. A lot of hot, I don't know. She did. It was amazing.
So now you know why I've been driving down there for a year.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's worth it, isn't it?
But if it was painful, then I probably wouldn't want to do it. Like, you still love that.
Yeah. I just know it's part of the process.
Yeah, it was super, super, super nice. I loved it. And next time she said, she already knew exactly what, she said this one that she did to me now, she would do the third time I came again. Mm-hmm. But next time she wanted to do one where she even puts gloves on and massages inside my mouth and
I like that.
Lips and all this stuff.
That's how I found this place, because I'm into gua sha and they do inside your mouth and stuff. And
what's
nice.
Gua sha?
Gua sha. That's like where they use the stones to like sculpt your face. I love it. That's like my favorite thing.
So that's probably what she would be doing next time.
Yes. And you would love that. That feels so good.
It's going to take a lot to beat what I got done yesterday.
I don't know.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
But anyways, so yes, it was definitely worth it. I told Nicole, thank you 100 times. I really enjoyed it. Then after that, we went to go look for a...
Well, we were supposed to do a pottery class. Vic got me a gift card for Christmas and I booked it and everything. But then figuring out like what time it was, and I had to come home and work that night and do a collaboration with a company. And so I said, all right, Mom, we're going to save the pottery for next time.
And it was
like 30 minutes away.
Yeah, it was farther away. And
this was already like an hour and a half, hour and 40 minute drive from home.
So then we decided to go look for a place to get a pedicure. And so we found one right away. And on the way to do that, we've been wanting to get our eyebrows threaded for how long now? At least 9 months. Mm-hmm. So it was right next door to it. So we walked in there first and got our eyebrows threaded. And then
I will say that I forgot how bad that hurts too.
That hurt. I was like,
my extractions make me cry a little bit. That didn't make me cry. So extractions are a little bit worse.
Oh my goodness.
We're switching next time just to see if you can handle it.
No, if it was painful, I would not want to do it. I'm not even kidding. My extractions felt like putting eyeshadow on. So I don't know.
Your pain tolerance is really good though.
No, she didn't even barely touch it. Maybe I had nothing to get out.
Yeah, that could be it too.
I have no idea. But anyways, the eyebrows did hurt. And then next we went in to get our pedicures.
Yes, we did.
And my pedicure was very funny. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, they look good, but mine was funny as well. Mom's was the funniest, though.
Because I sat down, and my lady, she didn't even talk to me. Like, she literally did not talk to me. So I just picked up my phone and was sitting on my phone, and she talked to herself for 20 minutes straight. Nobody was answering her. She wasn't talking to me at all. She wasn't talking to anybody else in there. Nobody was answering her. She was just mumbling to herself the entire time and slapping me on the feet. I wish I would have actually videotaped her hands and just my feet during the time, thinking about it now, because she slapped my feet at least 20 times. And that was like when she slapped them, that's like, you know how most places, if you've ever go and get them, they like pick your feet up and they position them, or they'll tell you, can you put your feet up a little bit or back a little bit? So yeah, or in the water. She just never said anything to me. And just slapped my feet and like pointed. So like, you know, so one time she slapped them like twice, and I thought she was going to put them, like polish them, or she needed me to put my toes away. So I put them away and it wasn't the right way. So she slapped my foot again. So when she slapped it that time, I pulled it like right out of her hand, like just gave her a look like, are you kidding me right now? Like, what do you want me to do? And she goes, and that's when the only time she smiled, she talked to me twice. That was when she smiled and said, oh, we're fighting now. And I was just like, okay. And then I just smiled or whatever and like, yeah. And then the other time is when she took, because usually when you get a pedicure, they like scrape like the stuff off your feet, like the skin or whatever. She just took and scraped like one scrape off. And she said, you want to upgrade to what she has?
No, she yeah, the premium or deluxe. And I was like, you know how they always try to get you with that? And I was just like, well, what's the difference? And she said, like, some scrub and a hot towel.
Yes. And I said, no, I don't need that. Because Nicole was already buying this for me. I'm not going to make my bill.
I would have done it. I didn't do it either because I just didn't. Sometimes there is really not a big difference.
Well, so I said no. And so she said when she scraped that thing, she goes, you should have took the other thing like that. I was like,
she goes, look at all this dead skin. You should have done the deluxe. I'm thinking, well, what is a normal pedicure? Yeah. This was a $45 pedicure each person without tip. And we should get some calluses rubbed off. We did not get any calluses.
It was literally just
toe care. They were so pissed that we didn't upgrade. But it might only have been, if it was only $5, that was really stupid of us. We didn't even ask the difference. I thought it was like a $20 upgrade. And I honestly am fine with just like a regular pedicure because it usually scrubs the dead skin off your feet.
Yeah, and I never upgrade. I mean, I never upgrade. Like I like to look at a menu, and I don't like when there's not a price list with a menu. Like when you go into Frankenmuth, when we go there, there's a menu that show, it even tells what flavors of, or the smells, the scents, everything that they use, like what it's included in every last thing. And like, sometimes it'll be like a wax dip or whatever. There's nothing in there. So you don't know any prices. You don't know. And that's in a lot of the places like that. I don't know. You literally don't know. I don't know if they change them depending on the customer or what, because you don't know what it includes, what it does. And I was just like, no, I'm good. But I've never, ever, I can honestly say I've never had a pedicure where they, besides dipping my feet in the water, that they only focused on my toes. They basically just took my old polish off and trimmed my toenails and painted them. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. That was it.
Yeah, because she just like, it was really funny though when she touched the top of your skin too. And she's like, look at this dead skin. You should have went deluxe. I'm like, oh my God.
So that's literally the only talking to me besides that. It was, she just talked to herself and she just.
And it kind of, mom, we should have upgraded because I have such like hard calluses on my feet that I'm feeling right now because we walk around barefoot.
I know, but
I just didn't know what it was.
I didn't either. But I'm glad I didn't because I don't need my feet slapped any more than they already got slapped.
And we were honestly kind of in a rush and we thought it might, because then they were trying to tuck us into our nails. My nails were only 6 days old and he looked at my nails and said, "Ooh, you need them redone." And I was like kind of offended because I'm like, it's only been 6 days. I said, I don't have time today. Maybe next time. I mean, I would go back. Mom says she wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't go back. But Nicole's guy tried to talk to her a little bit.
Yeah, he was really nice.
He was nice. I mean, he smiled at her a lot.
He's like, how was your day today and stuff? Yeah. He definitely tried.
And he tried to like rebook her, like even halfway through it. He's like, do you want to get your nails done next time? Mm-hmm. You want to make an appointment? Like we were right next to each other too. I was texting Nicole and I was just like, what's going on? Like, she just keeps hitting me. Like, I don't know what's going on right now. But and they didn't talk to each other either.
You want to know some funny thing that she did right when you got there though?
What?
She was mad because it was lunchtime. She brought her lunch over to like where she was gonna do our feet, and then she just put it was like a food tray, and she just put it in one of the drawers of one of the like pedicure station things. So maybe she was just mad at us for interrupting lunch because we did go kind of at lunchtime. What time was it? Like. 11, a little after. Oh, 11:30.
Yeah, and that must have been. I walked back to use the bathroom. Is that when she did that?
Yes, that might be it. You know, some people get hangry.
that could have been it. I don't have any idea. It was just like.
It was a very nice place, though. Like the inside was so nice and huge. Clean.
They had at least. It seems like a lot to say this, but they had 12 plus. Pedicure stations.
Oh, for sure. I think 20, upwards 20.
Yeah, it was a very nice place. And there was a lot of people in there getting their nails done. I think we were the only two pedicures getting mm-hmm. done, though. And, you know, yeah, maybe because we didn't make an appointment.
Yeah, because they did ask if we had an appointment right away. And that does suck during lunchtime. So, anyways.
Nicole's like, I would be hangry. So, it's...
Yeah.
And I didn't even
But
know.
I wouldn't be slapping someone's feet. I mean, honestly, that might be just what works for her after all this time. It's strange for sure. But I know you're not the only one she does that to.
No, I don't think I could be the only one. But, and the one time, yeah, when I just pulled... I did it every time. That one time I just pulled it out because I was like, okay, maybe it was like the third position and the third slap in one time without knowing what I'm supposed to do. Like mm-hmm. usually I'm used to them saying, can you put your feet closer to me? Can you put your toes down? Like saying, asking
you
me
like
something.
To talk. You like to talk during which I am a talker during appointments too, but I kind of just liked the silence that time because I was just kind of tired.
Well, I was fine with
no talking.
Without talking to her, but I don't think she should have talked to herself the entire time.
Yeah, no, it's not that she doesn't.
I had, I told you I had a headache when we left.
Yeah. Well, because you're probably straining trying to see if she's talking to you the whole time. Like if she's going to talk to you because she was talking and she was kind of like whispering, talking to herself. So that would be straining. Like that's not relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm watching. It wasn't relaxing
because
I literally
and
I had to watch the whole time because when she smacked me, I had to watch what way she's pointing for to put my feet and where to put them. Yeah, it was not.
Yeah, because I couldn't. I was trying to talk to my mom, and it was like my mom didn't even want to talk to me. So I was like, I didn't know what the heck was going on at first. So then I went on my phone, but then I got some text messages, and I was just like, oh my God.
Well, I was trying to focus, like what. I don't know what to do. Like I do go to get pedicures. I've had a lot of pedicures.
You have had a lot of pedicures.
So I just have never ever like had to focus that hard, like trying to, you know.
I have been sleeping on my new pillowcase from Blissey and I love it. I didn't realize what a big difference it could make. My mom loves hers. It helps with skin, sleep, and hair. So that's super important. It is award-winning. So you can sleep better with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. I love it for so many reasons, but they are temperature regulating. They have naturally insulating properties. So if you sweat and overheat while you sleep, Blissey is for you. It stays cool through the night, so you're not constantly waking up and sweating around your neck or flipping your pillow to find the cooler side. And on top of that, it's good for hair. It reduces frizz and tangles and prevents hair breakage. It keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skincare products and natural moisture on your skin, because silk does not absorb the moisture on your face. So you can say goodbye to wrinkles, goodbye to dry, flaky, red skin in the morning, and wake up with healthier skin. So it's washable. Because they're made of 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic, you can sleep more comfortably without itching or rashes, so it's good for those with allergies. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are of the highest quality of silk and are machine washable, durable, and even have a zipper to hold your pillow in place. So this is a perfect gift if you're looking for someone, you don't know what to get them. It comes in gift-ready packaging, and they will love it. So we love ours so much. So Blissey silk pillowcases are the best silk pillowcases on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors. They make great gifts because they're an option for literally anyone. Men love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. So try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/coco and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/coco and use code COCO to get an additional 30% off. Sleep cooler this summer with Blissey. You know. So then after that, we ended up going to, well, we left. So we did a lot of self-care. It was awesome, right? And then we drove to.
We were heading to lunch.
And I wanted to get ice cream at this one place that my uncle says has the best cones. And me and mom got one there before and it was really good.
And it's Charlie Brown's in Almont, Michigan. And they do just a small vanilla cone mm-hmm. and they're delicious. And I was laughing because I'm like, we're going to have our ice cream before we have our lunch. And Nicole's like, well, I was looking forward to it. And I said, okay, let's go for it.
What I love about my mom, though, too, is that I kind of knew she wasn't going to shoot me down when I said that. But anyone else might have tried to shoot me down. But mom will just roll with it. She's like, yeah, let's do it. Dessert before lunch, let's do it. So we did it, and it was really good. And then mom said, we literally were pulling. So then we went to Emily City Lucky's. Mom likes Lucky's Steakhouse. And so then we got there, and we were just taking the last couple bites of our cone. And my mom's like, oh, I'm pretty full. And so then we decided, anyways, let's go in and order some food.
And they have the best, if you get there at lunchtime, they have the best soup and sandwich combo. And I get either the Reuben or the Rachel, and the Rachel is the same, but it's turkey with coleslaw. And oh my gosh. And it's like a half a sandwich and a bowl of soup.
A cup of soup. It's pretty
little. Or a cup
little.
Of soup. Yeah. And a half a sandwich and fries. Oh, it's so filling, though. And then they have the best bread. So, and our whole bill was how much?
$23. Mom said she never really finishes that, ever. She always takes, a bunch home. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's not that much food. Well, even though she went in full on her ice cream cone, she ate the whole thing. And she never does. And then she was so sick afterwards.
I had a stomachache all the rest of the way home. But the reason I ate it is because usually I get, the Reuben, and it's easier to take home. You can't take a coleslaw. It was, packed with coleslaw. I'm talking, 6 inches high. I'm like, it's cold and wet.
Yeah, but you never eat your fries, and you even eat all your fries.
I did. It was really good.
And what they do at Lucky's is they bring you a nice big loaf of bread right when you get there.
I wasted some bread.
A tiny piece. And this bread, a big piece. This bread is what, a foot and a half long?
That one wasn't as very big. There.
Oh my god!
So usually they put two in there.
Because I was not only... for two people. They do that. No. So anyways,
I did eat. Yes,
Mom
I did
ate
eat
a lot of bread.
I
too,
did
and
eat
I ate some.
I dipped the bread in my soup, so I did eat quite a bit of bread. But I was paying for it afterwards. We had to go in the grocery store because Nicole had to get a few things.
Yeah, Victor wanted me to grab some stuff for Pico, and so we went into Kroger.
And I had a bellyache. I was like, oh my gosh, I am. And then I didn't eat dinner, did I? After that, I don't think so.
Mom ran in. She ran into the bathroom and she's like, I got to make dad something. And I was like, oh, she's like, so I need to go into Kroger too. And I said, okay. And then she's like, I don't know if I can go in. I said, you just overstuffed yourself. But Dad, you're not going to get Dad any food because you're full. And then we saw a sign that said $6 sushi roll. And Mom goes, that's what I'm getting out from the grocery store. She didn't. But then I dropped her off. She ran into the restroom. And then I had to go pee too. So I walk in there. And then I was like, Mom? And she's like, yes, I'm just resting. And I'm like, okay, I'll be outside. I'll wait for you to come out. So then she came out. But, oh, my God, she was cracking me up.
No, I was on my phone just sitting there for a minute. And now she comes right in behind me. Mom, I'm like, oh, fine. I was just resting for a minute. Give me a break. Like, she's so funny. Like, and then I...
She got Dad. What kind of chicken did you get, Dad?
I'm not going to say it. Because...
What did you call it to him, though? She called Dad and said, I got you.
Roastery
chicken. I said, do you mean rotisserie? And he goes, what is a roaster chicken? She got him that. And did you get him anything else?
No. I made him chicken noodle soup with it.
Oh, nice.
Last night. But he said, I haven't bought one of them things in like 10 years.
No, yeah.
And I took a bite of it. I did try it. It's in the fridge. You should try it. Did you try it today? It's very moist and it was really, really good. And he's like, I like your cooking better. I said, I know. So today I made him a big pot of spaghetti.
Yeah. Home cooking is, do you know that? Okay, so I got a pecan chicken salad and I don't have my wedding ring on today because even just the breading on that and everything and that bread that we ate and my ring got really tight in the night. And you know that it didn't do this the last week when I ate at home normal. So even though it's a salad, there's hidden sodium and stuff and all that crap. Know what I mean?
Yeah. This morning, first thing I did was went to the freezer and got meat out. I'm like, I am cooking something that Arrow likes and something that Dave likes, that everybody likes today. And I made, and you ate it
too.
Two
helpings. I loved it.
Yeah. So I mean,
because I knew, know what's in it, you know, no preservatives and stuff. So we had overall, we had a good day. Would you do it again, Mom?
Yes, definitely. I would not eat all that food.
Once a month too much to do that? Once every other month, maybe?
Once every other, maybe. I wouldn't do all that stuff every time. In the winter, no, I'd never get my toast.
I think we should rotate stuff.
Oh, yeah, just you do something I mean? Fun.
Do something fun after the facial. Next time I want to eat at Soho Sushi. You don't really like sushi, though, so we'll think about it. Anyways.
Okay. That would be fine. Anyways, I still haven't really caught up on the Big Brother, but I do read about it every single day and it seems very interesting this week. So I am definitely going to watch Wednesday and Thursday's show. They pulling off a Blindside and stuff. I'm into that. So I'm going to watch that. But I did watch the challenge on Sunday and twice since we've podcasted, and I'm so into that still. It's so
twice
good.
A week?
It's on Sundays and Thursdays.
Wow.
And so I did watch both of those episodes, and it's so, so good. I'm really, really, really into that. So, and we are going to get to them Big Brother questions again, hopefully next week. We just have to have time to write them all out, all the ones. She has to give them to me because you guys sent them a lot of them on social media. So I don't have those questions because
they're kind of
like
bigger, deeper topics too. So we probably don't have time for maybe like 10. Well, 10 in
we'll
an
just,
hour.
We'll just add a few on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or we could just add a few on with the thing. Yeah. And oh, I can tell you something. I always talk about that. I played Candy Crush. My mom needed some lives last week. So, and she plays this game, Monopoly Deal, on your phone.
No, is it Monopoly Deal? Monopoly Go.
Oh, Monopoly Go? Okay.
Right? Because I know what Monopoly Deal is, and that's no Monopoly Deal.
Okay, Monopoly Go. And so she wanted me and my sister, and she sent it to a few other people to accept and play so she could get some lives or whatever. So all you had to do was just accept it and then start it or something. So I did, and I am hooked, and I am so mad. It's been less than a week, and I am like literally obsessed with this Monopoly Go game. So anybody let me know if they're playing this too. And you got to collect these stickers, which I always call them cards, but they're like stickers. And that's how you like get bigger prizes and stuff. So I'm always looking. I feel like a kid looking for Pokemon cards, like literally. Because
I downloaded it and played and I did not think it was fun. So you got to just show me what I'm doing. But I don't
know.
Really
you don't
want
to get
really
hooked on it.
Hooked
I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm
I think
not
going to. Silly.
I'm not going to even show you. But I, if any of you are playing it, let me know.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And what else was I want to talk about? Oh, me and Dave had our 33rd anniversary last Friday. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to do anything too special. Victor was supposed to have the days off Friday and Saturday and got called into or took the overtime. So I still had, in the morning I had free time. And then after that, we did go to lunch. And then we had our regular farmer's market on Friday and all of us up there. And then in Saturday. So it was a busy weekend. And then Sunday we had a baptism party and a second birthday. And I'm going to tell you, Arrow had one fabulous, fabulous weekend. He got to do, I think it was his birthday / anniversary. I don't know. He had so much fun. He got to do so much stuff.
He's so spoiled.
This was the very first time he got to, me and Nicole, I don't put it up because I've never put one up because I'm afraid the dog will bite it. And then Nicole doesn't want to put one up at her house because that's all he would want to do. But he got to play in his first blow up pool with a blow up slide. Mm-hmm. What did he think of that?
Loved it. He couldn't even pull him out of there.
It was everybody else was like singing happy birthday and doing the cake. And he, you could not, I had to sit out there. I took my chair out by that little pool and I like basically sat there for how long?
The whole hours.
Yeah. I just sat there because I knew he, and he was so excited and he would slip a little bit. If you, he got really good at the end, but at first, cause he's never done it and he's climbing up the slide and stuff. Like he would slip back cause he'd get so excited in that. But, it was so much fun. Oh my gosh. It was fun watching him. He had a blast.
I feel like I do have to, we probably have one that I could, before summer ends on the next hot day, I should probably just do that. Let him, cause he's not going to get to do that for a long time.
Well, they said, Rachel said if it, when the next hot day, she can put it up again and he can come over. I don't think we should put one up till next year now. Cause then you got to clean them and put them away and you want it to be dry and it is the end of the year. I do have a splash pad that blows up like that, that he could put up.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was so fun watching him and he just had a great time. Yeah, you guys tie-dyed t-shirts. What else did you guys do over there?
Yeah, we tie-dyed t-shirts, which he was super into. He painted some rocks. He painted on a canvas. He went in the pool. He loved that cake. This homemade banana cake. He loved that. He loved.
Oh, you guys did a pinata.
We did a pinata. They had like, it was cute little toys in there.
No candy. That was good, right?
Yeah, I liked that. I was like, man, why didn't I think of this? It was like little matchbox cars and little finger puppets and stuff like that. It's a really good idea. Yeah, I think that's, oh, and then just riding around on a bunch of like a Jeep, one of those little kid Jeeps and stuff like that. So much fun for him. All had fun, too.
And he did that on Friday. And then on Saturday, that was Sunday. And on Saturday, the day before that, my nephew came over and they with the little girl he likes to play with and went to the fair with. And oh, my gosh, what did they do that day?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. Splash pad. They painted. They colored. They went and got ice cream, Play-Doh.
The Snap-Its.
Those Pop-It things. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's why we have, like, Mom was right today. She said, Era, we have to slow you down a little bit because we just let him, I like to have fun. I find this stuff fun too. Like I find the tie-dyeing and the painting and all that Play-Doh stuff fun. And so I jump right on it, but I think I need to, you know, almost take away a bunch of toys and hide them and just let them focus on a couple things for a week.
Yeah, that's what I've been on them a little bit. Like I get, and she gets mad at me sometimes. But I just feel like sometimes I don't know if this is the right word. Like he's overstimulated and he doesn't, and he wants to just do too many things instead of just enjoying, like, just spending enough time. You know, I don't want him to dig out one thing and I'm already trying to pick it up and he has three more things out. I want to be able to play, like enjoy it, and like want to you know, mm-hmm. do things. I don't know. I'm just.
No, so, I do. I have a solution for that. I'm only going to have like 4 toys out a week, and he can pick from those 4 toys, and then I can give him 2 other options that would be like outside or whatever. Every time he comes to my mom's house, though, he wants to go down the slide. Like, he cries for her swing set.
Well, that's fine, though. That's normal to
no, I know, swing set. But I'm saying that, but I don't think he's, I don't think that other than that, though, that and like the pool thing, I don't think that he really goes from thing to thing too much.
Oh, my house, he does. He digs, if he's trapped inside, we play Play-Doh for 10 minutes and then we're playing everything. You know, Nicole, my kitchen and living room looks like a tornado.
You know, he does not do that. He just wants to do what I'm doing. If that's cooking or if that's, you know, putting price tags on some of my clothing or sorting bracelets and stuff, he wants to just do what I'm doing. Not really, he never, ever plays by himself. And if I try to engage in a toy with him, he doesn't really have any interest.
Well, no,
in that.
That's what I want him to do, though. That's what I'm saying. I'd like him to play by himself a little bit and like relax a little bit. I think we take him to too much stuff all the time. And he's such a good talker, though. So I love that he's like the conversation even he had when we were over our friend's house, you know, they give him something and he says their name. He tilts his head. He says, thank you. And he uses their names when he says thank you. And I mean, he's such a mm-hmm. big, big, big talker. He knows, he's just very funny. And like I said, a great talker and communicator, but I just want him to to be able to occupy himself a little bit so that
he doesn't like get distracted by the TV very easily either.
No, it's not the TV at all.
No, I know, but sometimes I'll try and say, okay, sit down and watch TV, and that's not a thing. It's not for him, it's not a thing. So he loves to make messes too, like just like I do.
Yeah, it's just funny. And the one thing I've noticed, which he did a lot better, I think a little bit better on Sunday than he did Saturday, we're all one-on-one on him. He really likes to take the toys away from his stuff. He doesn't like everybody to touch his stuff. He has to ask for, so if he wants his something, I make him give another one of his toys to somebody, you know, to them too, because he doesn't like to share, does he?
No.
He doesn't like to share people. Like, he doesn't like to share his mama or his Mia or anybody, you know, with
not
anybody.
Not even with the dogs.
He just does not. He's so smart. He knows when things are his, and he will say it's Arrow's, or like if I make him take turns, he'll give the turn because he has to. Then he says, now it's Arrow's turn. Now it's Arrow's turn. Yeah. Like, he wants to make sure he's getting his turns and his, but we are pretty one-on-one with him, and which that's a great thing, but
yeah, no, he can talk so well. I think he can talk the best. For me, the best 2-year-old I've ever seen, especially newly 2-year-old. I mean, newly 2-year-old, I guess. He just turned 2 in July. So, I mean, it's insane the conversations that he has.
And he's just so, he's always like, you don't even know. He can be like doing something with somebody and he's listening. Like, at least once or twice a week, I accidentally call him Jesse when I like want him to come here. And I think it's just because he looks so much like Jesse when he was little. And I don't know why it slipped out, and it just continues to do it. And today I said something and I caught myself before.
You said you were talking to Jesse on the phone earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm not Jesse. I'm Arrow. I'm Arrow. I'm not Jesse. I'm Arrow. Like, he's like, yeah. He's just so funny. And it's like, I don't know. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. He'll correct you with anything you say. He's already smart enough to like pay attention and correct you. Or he knows if it's something that you're not supposed to say, and he will start belly laughing. Like, no, no, Nana, you don't say that. And he'll like belly laugh. He knows. And you know, he's very, very smart.
So smart. I'm kind of worried. No, it's good to be smart, but I'm a little bit worried that my baby's going to grow up so fast.
Well, when I made him spaghetti when you left today, I videotaped it too. I didn't show you yet. And I said, what are you eating, Arrow? And he's like, thank you so much for the spaghetti, Mia. And the way he said spaghetti was so cute.
I know. I love those little words.
And I said, then I grabbed my phone and I'm like, what did you just say? And he said, thank you, Mia. I said, for what? Because then he didn't say the spaghetti. And he said, for the spaghetti. He said it like spaghetti. And I started laughing. I was like, it was so cute. But he tilted his head at me. I have to show you that.
Oh, my gosh. And when I was driving to your house today, he goes, and I'm just going down the driveway. Whoa, mama, be nice. You're driving crazy. And I was like, I am being nice. He goes, crazy driver. And I was not even driving crazy, but now that's the first time he's ever told me to be nice. Because I think I say it to him all the time. Be nice.
Yeah.
I just went down the hill in the driveway and he gets a little scared, I think.
Yeah, he is so funny.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I'm trying to think of what else I was just talking to about this. Just reminded me when I was saying about the spaghetti, because Nicole bought me organic spaghetti sauce and organic noodles and sauce, and it was actually really good. I said, but I noticed like a lot of times, and it's with almost all my sauces now, my sauces never stick to my, I remember as a kid, like the sauce really being saucy and sticking to the noodles, and it kind of doesn't anymore. And so it's a taste. And I think that like my taste hasn't changed or anything. I think that they make products different. And what made me think about it when Nicole's laughing, she's like, what did you write down? Spaghetti sauce and then mayo. I read somebody were talking about the price of mayo and they put it on their Facebook. One of my friends or whatever wrote about the price of mayo now. And then everybody was talking about it and they're like, it does not taste the same. It does not have that same tang. And I always notice that. Do you notice that?
Mayo.
Think about Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Yes. Miracle Whip Light is exactly what I'm talking about. But you know how it had that zing tang, that like kind of zing to it?
No.
You know, see, now I always do. And when it was people my age writing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, it does not have that anymore. So they change how products are made or what's in them.
Maybe that's for a good reason, though. Hopefully it was like a...
No, but Miracle Whip used to have this like kind of like zing to it.
I like the sweetness of Miracle Whip Light. That's why I don't like real mayo, because I grew up on Miracle Whip
Light. But it also had like a little zing to it.
So for the spaghetti sauce, I was telling Mom, because me and Mom always did it wrong. We rinse our noodles, and you're not supposed to, and you add oil to the pot when you're cooking, and you're not supposed to. Those two things make your sauce not stick to your noodles. But yes, do they make things differently? Yes, I'm sure they do. There's a lot of things that I don't think taste the same, like Little Debbie's and stuff.
No, Little Debbie's don't taste little. I still will eat them. Dave still like loves his oatmeal cream pies and whatever, but they don't quite taste even. I really miss Hostess, but they probably don't taste the same anymore either. Do they even make Hostess anymore?
Well, I would assume so.
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Well, those things are so bad.
I think
bad,
Hostess,
Mom.
She's like, Mom, so you don't need no Hostess. But I used to love my favorite Hostess growing
up. Swiss cake rolls.
No, that's not even Swiss cake rolls is Little Debbie.
Oh.
Hostess, my favorite two things was, yours was honey buns. You were obsessed with honey buns. And mine was those blueberry pies, like the whole big pie that was in the thing. But I know, like, I probably had one like 6 years ago before I think they went out of business. One of those pies, and they just don't taste the same anyways.
How did Hostess go out of business? That's a huge company. I don't think that they did.
They went out of business at the mini market. I don't know if they did. I mean, that truck that delivered to us went out of business, but I don't know if they like totally went out. But I'm trying to think about it. Have you seen
them in the store? But I guess I don't look for them either. I do not buy any of that.
Well, I bet you they still have like, in the Walmart and stuff. I bet you they still have the boxes. I just don't see the individual stuff anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't see those either.
They probably have, like, I'm sure there's still Ding Dongs and Twinkies and stuff like that.
What's crazy is that is never, ever, ever something I buy. And you've always had it here growing up. And I mean, I ate them here and there, but those things to me are equivalent to like drinking a cup of gasoline. Like, you just don't do it.
What do you mean? Like,
it's so
like Little Debbie,
oh,
you mean?
Oh, yes.
But I see you. If I am here, do you eat them?
No, I have not eaten one since you've been here. But I will say I had one like several years ago. I don't even think since I've been with Victor. So maybe over 6 years ago. And I just remember thinking that the oatmeal was so dry. The oatmeal cream pie was so dry. It was not even worth trying it. But no, I cannot do those.
Well, I don't have them here that often.
No, you don't. Like, you don't have them here that often. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I think it's also from working in the mini market too. A lot of people, I would just feel so bad. The truck drivers would come in and throw up four Little Debbies, an energy drink, and something else, and that's their dinner. And it's just like, oh my God.
Their breakfast, probably.
It's like, that's so, like, it's just so bad. I mean, it tastes good, but it's so bad. I eat bad, don't get me wrong. I eat tons of carbs and stuff. It's just like a Twinkie that does not turn moldy for like 6 months scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, and I'm not, that's nothing I go for in a store either. I mean, I might grab, if we're going to go somewhere and we're going for a run. Actually, we don't even do that anymore. We do not. You might, but I don't. Like, you and Victor do, but me and Dad, even if we're like going 3 hours, me and Dave don't stop and get snacks. Like, but when you guys were kids, I always let you guys stop and you get a bag of chips or whatever.
They were literally 25 cents.
Little Debbies?
Did I make that up? No, I'm serious. Yeah.
They used to be, yes.
Yeah. And then 50 cents when I worked at the mini market.
And then they were like
$1.50.
And
then
I think
you
can get a whole box for $1.99. I don't know now what they are.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yes, they were. Hostess was more expensive. Mm-hmm. Hostess was like 89 cents. And Little Debbie's were 25 cents and 50 cents. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I remember that. But, okay.
That's just funny.
It is funny.
But don't anybody think that I buy a bunch of that kind of stuff. I have not had no Hostess here in like probably 7 or 8 years. And Little Debbie's, I might buy two boxes of Little Debbie's every 9 months. That's about it with that kind of stuff. And Dave likes them. Sometimes he likes to just grab, like if I'm not making cookies or something for a while, he likes to just grab one of them when he's in the morning or whatever.
That's true. But I like when you make, you know what I like, Mom, is when you make homemade bread and homemade cookies and all that.
I know, but then we eat them. Like these Little Debbie things, I can like go hide them or throw them in the freezer. Like I made a Jell-O cake a week ago and we ate it in like 3 days because it was so good.
Mom, those processed cookies downstairs, I see there's only one left and you had at least six to start.
I gave Era one today. No.
You gave me six?
I only ate one though.
Oh, Dad does not need all those cookies.
I only ate one cookie.
And those, if those were homemade, I wouldn't even say a word.
An arrow to half.
They're
a cookie.
Not. They're the processed ones that sit in the market for weeks. All right.
They are not. They're homemade in the deli.
Those are not, though, Mom.
I think they are. They look like it to me.
No, they're not.
I'll take a picture of them. I'm going to go right down and take a picture of the box.
I bet you if you leave that one cookie for 4 weeks and nothing will happen to it.
I can try it. It will get hard. I guarantee that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.